This is the fourth in the Unified Quest series over the past 6 months. What kinds of things are we seeing coming out of this?
Well, what we try to do is link the learning that we do in the Army. So one of the things that the Chief of Staff of the Army charges us with doing is examining the future of the Army in terms of what it must do and how it'll fight. So the Unified Quest program is a series of symposiums, war games, et cetera, that allow us to serve as the Army's think tank, if you will, and really just kind of a greenhouse for ideas. The way we do things is we first start with the big idea, then we develop a concept, then we experiment with that concept, and then finally it might make it into doctrine for the Army. So it's a fairly detailed process. What I do is run the Unified Quest program, and so that is the far left of this continuum, and we work with the ideas. So what we have to do is bring the right people together from inside and outside the Army and ask these really tough questions. And what we do is we go to our think tanks, we go to academia and others, so that we don't, as an Army, talk to ourselves. And we think that helps to drive change for the Army, and it kind of feeds that idea I explained about going into developing concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And then from those concepts, we determine, do we have the right capabilities within our force to ensure that we can execute those concepts? And the last thing that this Unified Quest program does is it's really a means of communication internally and externally about the direction of the Army. So specifically to your question, I mean, we've had a number of these symposiums and seminars. The first one we had was called Alternative Futures, and that was back in October. And what we did was just give a broad question to four different working groups and said, tell me what the Army of 2020 and beyond looks like, and do it in a series of steps. Take me out to 15, take me out to 20, heck, go all the way out to 2028. And it gets really fuzzy out there, but the idea is that we look for some signals, some signposts, we call them, that help us to determine if we're on track. What are the leading indicators? And so we had a number of different futures, from the fact that there's a rising Asia. We looked at multipolarity in the future. We looked at what happens when mega cities grow and then the natural resources aren't available. The folks that are inside these cities will be very much interconnected globally, and so they will rise, and these megacities will possibly fail. So, you know, what are the implications for the Army as a result of that? So we have to have a capability to be very agile, to have a rapid deployment capability that may enable us to be part of a humanitarian relief, for example, any type of assistance that other countries or locations may need. So it's a pretty pretty important thing. So that was the first event. Again, looking out into the future, and I said that it's linked because it's linked to some of other things that we do in experimentation as well. And so that also helped us to develop scenarios for our subsequent events. So in December, we had a thing called What the Army Must Do. So it's really a strategic look at some of the roles and missions of the Army of the future. And what we wanted to do is make sure we looked at key components of how the reserve component, we can maintain that as what we call an operational reserve. In the past, as you know, our reserve components have been National Guard and the reserve have been part of what we call a strategic reserve. But as we deployed them constantly over the last 10 years, they became part of an operational reserve, part of a ready force that we could go to and deploy in a sustained manner. Other things that we're trying to improve on is the fact that special operating forces and our general purpose forces, conventional forces, if you will, have made huge gains in their interoperability over the last 10 years. But then we want to see, how do we sustain that as we come out of Iraq, we're out of Iraq, and as we come out of Afghanistan? We need to incorporate some lessons learned from what we've learned on the battlefield and make sure we sustain those through what we call our institutional Army, our schoolhouses, et cetera. We also know that over time, not just the DoD budget, but other budgets will be downsizing as well. So what does that mean for the Army in terms of our requirements to support natural disasters, hurricane relief, things that happen within the homeland? So those are some of the big ideas. Again, not only other U.S. agencies, but our allies' budgets are dwindling. So what does that mean for our partnerships? Do we have to maintain? We have to maintain the ones we have. We also have to seek new ones. So it's a constant dialogue. It's a constant look at how we need to change to appreciate not only what's happening in the operating environment in the world, but in the future, but also what's the guidance from the Commander-in-Chief and our national strategy that tells us to look in different directions. And we just received some of that last week or the week prior, and that's very telling. We got to listen to that. We got to look at it. We got to appreciate it, and we got to incorporate it into our thinking and our learning.
As you take that information away and think about that, what is the next step for Unified Quest?
Well, the next step, last week we just had an event called How the Army Fights. Mm-hmm. Again, we started with what the Army must do at the strategic level, and then we had to look at how the Army fights. What is the operating concept in 2020? What are we focused on? And where do we see our competition and our challenges into the future? And so we have a general idea about how we want to look at this in terms of really three things. One is, how do we prevent conflict? The other is, how do we shape the future? And the last is, how do we win when the nation calls us? And there are a number of different scenarios out there where we have to do that. But the big idea, I think, is when you prevent war, you win. When you shape the future, you create opportunities for access and our ability to then win when required. So in each of those, there's a component of winning that we have to appreciate. So that's just a framework, kind of big ideas for how we see ourselves into the future and how we want to articulate that both internally and externally.
The concepts that you're talking about there, Colonel, sound similar to the concepts that General Odierno is outlining, a kind of a framework at this point in his marching orders. Is there a relationship between the two?
Well, there's absolutely a relationship. I mean, we have this ongoing dialogue with the Department of the Army, and he's the boss. So we're taking our marching orders from that. We help to frame those discussions. Unified Quest, again, is the Chief of Staff of the Army's program. It's his future study plan. I'm executing on behalf of the CG of Training and Doctrine Command and the Chief this future study plan. So again, our mission is to challenge our thinking by bringing in the best and the brightest from all of the top academic institutions, from the top think tanks across the country, our joint partners, our interagency partners. You asked about our next event. Our next event is a thing called Building Partners in Capacity. We'll change up the entire participation mix in that particular event because we're going to be talking about how we build our partners and how we increase their capacity. So it requires us to bring in more of our foreign partners, more of our interagency folks, and across, you know, the State Department, across AID, all of the different elements that make up our interagency. And that gives a lot of flavor to this event. It again goes after what I've been charged to do, which is bring the right people in the room and challenge our ideas as an Army.